And from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, you may be seated. This service of Good Friday is in many ways a sermon in and of itself. At no other time through the year does the church gather with such an emphasis on the pain, suffering, and death of our beloved Lord. It's very difficult, in fact, to hold back the emotions. According to our reckoning, the Passion of our Lord began about 11 o'clock in the evening on Maundy Thursday and extended to about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. His suffering surely began earlier. It was around 7 in the evening on Thursday that he agonized in the garden, sweating great drops of blood. About 9 o'clock, he was bound in the garden and taken to stand before the Sanhedrin. About 11, he was examined and falsely accused by many. Around midnight, the mocking, slandering, ridiculing, and being spat upon began, which continued all through the night. In the morning, he was brought before Pilate, who, though he exonerated Jesus 3 times, permitted him to be lashed, smitten, beaten, and lacerated, and even forced him to stand before the multitude in a purple robe, crowned with thorns, scourged and torn. This went on until about 11 in the morning, when Jesus was taken to Golgotha and crucified at noon. The sun was then extinguished for 3 hours in the middle of the day until Jesus took his final breath. All this we should diligently ponder. By it we should recognize how great his agony and suffering must have been, how excruciating and painful each moment was for him. We must know what it truly means to say that he has paid the price for our redemption. And normally, we say it as if it doesn't mean much. We must know that the cause of all of it is actually found inside of each one of us. I also and my sin wrought your deep affliction. This indeed the cause has been of your crucifixion. All that said, dear friends, this is not the only point in this annual remembrance of our Lord's death upon the cross. While it is truly important for us to see what it really means that God punishes sin, and how horrible sin is, and what he thinks about it by this very punishment, and to have our own conscience cry out that it was my sin that caused all of this to happen, it is actually even more important that we see through the lens of his suffering, pain, and misery the great love and goodwill that God has towards us. If my sins give me alarm and my conscience grieve me, let your cross my fear disarm. Peace of conscience give me. Help me see forgiveness won by your holy passion. If for me God slays his son, God must have compassion. The point of tonight is not to sit in sackcloth and ashes, weeping and mourning until Easter finally comes. Instead, the point of tonight is that we would look to his bloody sweat, his agony, and his crucifixion and say, there is my help. There is my strength. There is my life. There is even found my joy. All this happened for me. All this happened for my benefit. His pain is my comfort. His wounds are my healing. His punishment is my redemption. His death is my life. All that the law and the prophets promised concerning the defeat of sin, death, the devil, and hell has been accomplished in what we're remembering tonight. The head of the serpent is crushed this evening. So yes, tonight we gather, as we will again next year and the year after that, if Christ doesn't come back, and we count it all up, and we consider it all in depth, recognizing that for 3 hours he hung upon the tree of the cross, for 3 hours he was shamed and scourged and mocked before the Roman court, that through the entire night he was slandered, reviled, and spat upon, an hour or two elapsing when he was seized and bound and led to the high priest by a mob. 2 hours he agonized to the point of sweating blood in the garden, and none of that takes into account the agony he must have felt leading up to it, some of which we hear about in John 13. All of that is true, and we certainly consider it all tonight as the culmination and the climax of the Lenten season, during which we purposefully attempt to contemplate the actual depth of our sins and the great need for deliverance. Tonight is actually about considering Christ's great love. For by all that we remember tonight, you were redeemed. See in this image, not just tonight, but every single day, not only the great magnitude of your sins, but also the great magnitude of his love. By his chastisement, you are given peace, and by his stripes, you are healed. God grant that you remember this great love that your Savior has for you and has shown to you by what we remember tonight, that you would never let it go. You would let it be upon your mind, your heart, all the days of your lives. May he grant that to you for the sake of Jesus Christ, who has purchased and won you with his own body and blood to be his own unto eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.